Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, now celebrating 25 years since 1992. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health one step at a time. Our topic today is, do I have heart disease and not know it? And joining us is Dr. Mary Nagai. Dr. Mary holds an MD and PhD from the University of Toronto Faculty of Medicine. She's the Director of Medical and Scientific Affairs at Platinum Naturals and has been a teaching professor and guest speaker in Europe, the United States, and here in Canada. Good morning, Dr. Mary.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful day out.
Yes. So the question, I guess, do I have heart disease and not know it? How prevalent is heart disease in Canada?
Well, heart disease actually affects all of us, but to different and varying degrees. Because heart disease actually starts when we're children, and depending on how we live our lives, it can become symptomatic as we get older, and sometimes it doesn't become symptomatic. But all of us have an underlying low level of heart disease or cardiovascular disease.
See, I find that surprising when you say that it starts in childhood or very young age.
Yeah, because when you think about it, we're always eating foods, we're always exposed to different environments, and our weight changes as we go through different periods in our lives, and our stress levels change as well throughout life, and our activity levels also change. And all of those things can influence the health of our cardiovascular system. But even though I say we all have heart disease to varying degrees, we can always modulate that and improve the health of our cardiovascular system as we get older. So we can reverse certain changes as we get older.
Yeah, you had a description of, by asking the question, what's the age of your heart? Can you describe that or explain what you mean by that?
Sure. So, as you know, just about a month ago, the data came out and said, you know, we're living longer now. At 80, the average person is expected to live to be to almost 80 years of age now.
And that's average, both men and women, isn't it?
Yes, and that's absolutely true. And before, the average age that we would live to was 70. And a lot of that has to do with the types of foods that are available to us now that weren't available to the previous generation as they were growing up. And also, we're also looking and understand more about what keeps our heart and our entire bodies healthier. So exercising, eating well, reducing stress, getting good sleep, all those contributes to the age of your heart. And some people may be 70, but have the heart of a 90-year-old, depending on if they've had a heart attack or a stroke or have had surgery. There's a number of reasons why your heart might be under more stress,
yeah.
And that might age your heart. Whereas for others, you might be 50, but be in great shape, be running marathons, or just be very active, be very conscientious of what you eat and your activity level every day. And your heart might actually be that of a 30 or 40-year-old. So it all depends on how you live your life and what your lifestyle is that can actually affect the age of your heart.
So heart disease is more than just the heart. Like, we call it heart disease, but it is much more, isn't it?
Absolutely. So your heart disease encompasses not just your heart, but all the blood vessels that feed to the heart and feed away from the heart are all part and parcel of what we consider a healthy cardiovascular system.
So we should start thinking about the heart at every age. I mean, you sometimes hear of teenagers and young people, friends that we've had, they have a heart attack or something, and we're so surprised, you know, like, well, man, what, he's only so old, you know.
Absolutely. So there's things that we can't change, like certain risk factors such as your genetics, your chronological age. But there are things that we can influence, and those are things like your weight, your stress level, sleep habits, what you eat every day, and just your overall lifestyle can definitely influence how healthy your cardiovascular system is.
So that is that list of risk factors that they talk about, and that's being smoking and poor diet, mm-hmm. Your weight, high blood pressure, inactivity.
Absolutely. And, you know, children today at school, they're learning about living a healthy lifestyle. And they're already promoting and talking to them about heart disease and lung disease and how to stay healthy.
So how would I know if I have heart disease? They call hypertension or high blood pressure the silent killer. So I guess by description, it sneaks up on you. You don't know it's there sometimes. So how would I know if I have heart disease?
So if you have hypertension or high blood pressure, that's one sign that you have heart disease. And a simple way to determine whether or not your blood pressure is within normal limits is to go to your local drugstore and use the same drugstore, the same blood pressure cuff once a week for 2 or 3, maybe even 4 weeks, and just monitor your own blood pressure. And if it's within a healthy range, then from using that parameter, your heart is fairly healthy. If you have diabetes, we know that diabetics, by the time they get diagnosed, already have early or moderate heart disease. And you don't need to take your blood pressure to know that. We just know from many, many years of clinical studies and following patients that if you are diabetic, then you have some degree of heart disease.
Yeah, so, and that's a lot of times it's from being overweight or not watching, again, what we're eating, too much sugars and so on.
That's correct. So looking at your diet, if you're obese or you feel like you're overweight, if you eat a lot of fast food, fried foods, then there's a good chance that you have asymptomatic heart disease or heart disease that hasn't shown itself yet.
Yeah, and I think, 3 out of 5 adults are at risk of diabetes?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, and I know a poor diet, a healthy diet can reduce the risk significantly, up to 30% or something.
Actually, the reduction is actually greater than that. So if you eat healthy, watch your weight, reduce your stress, lead a fairly active lifestyle, and get good sleep, it can reduce your risk of developing cardiovascular disease by 84% in 6 months.
84%?
Yeah.
Wow, that's worth the time.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what are some other things we can do to reduce those risk factors, doctor?
So, aside from those ideas that I already talked about, you can think about adding botanicals or adaptogens or nutraceuticals, such as in a multi-supplement, to your diet. We all try and eat well every day and live a healthy lifestyle, but sometimes we just can't get enough of everything every day. So there are multi-supplements, and like the word says, it's a supplement. It's not designed to replace any aspect of your diet. It's there to supplement what you're already doing. So adding a multivitamin that contains a good array of vitamins and minerals certainly would help strengthen your cardiovascular system.
Yeah.
But there's also adaptogens and botanicals that can help, and these are things like cordyceps or rosemary, grapeseed extract, resveratrol, which is found in red wine, is also shown to be very beneficial.
Now, just in case someone hasn't heard some of those terms before, what is a nutraceutical?
So a nutraceutical is it can be a botanical, it can be an adaptogen. It's something that comes from nature that has nutritional value.
Okay. And now we've talked about it on the show before, but again, can you explain what an adaptogen is?
So an adaptogen is a botanical, and it comes from nature, but it's an interesting type of natural supplement. And it's one where when you take it, it can sense, or your body senses what it needs, and it uses that ingredient or that supplement to either raise your blood pressure or lower your blood pressure. It can be used to improve your metabolism or reduce or slow your metabolism down, depending on what your body needs it to do.
Yeah, it just seems to almost, and I know this is going to sound weird, but almost like it has a mind of its own where it can determine where you're at and adjust you to a more correct state.
Absolutely. So it's the whole, it neutralizes, like you say, or tries to maintain a homeostasis within your body. Yeah.
So back to the risk factors again. I mean, you were saying by just changing lifestyle in a positive way, within 6 months, we can reduce risks by 84%. And that's something like what if we increase our just moderate exercise even. And I think I read a statistic that just, 150 minutes of exercise a week.
Yep, 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how little you have to do for so much gain or so much positive, such a positive effect.
Yeah. And back to the high blood pressure as well, is that 1 in 5 adults?
Has high blood pressure?
Yeah.
Yes. And if we just make a small change, like if you can reduce your systolic blood pressure, which is a big number, by just 5 units, or your lower number, which is called your diastolic blood pressure, by even 3 units or three points, you can reduce your risk of heart failure by 50%, your risk of coronary artery disease by 15%, and your risk of stroke by 27%, and your risk of heart attack by 20 to 25%. So a small change can have a huge effect.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just, and again, it's such little effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's a big, there's so much required, but it's really just that small effort. Go for a walk, walk 15 minutes one way, turn around and come back.
Yeah.
So simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, Doctor, we have to take a break. We're coming up to a commercial. So after the break, Platinum Naturals has a product they call Total Cardio Care, and there's a lot of incredible ingredients in that. So after the break, when maybe we can explain what some of those are and what they do for our heart and our cardiovascular system.
All right. That'll be fun.